For most people, jury service is a public service. It's a form of giving back to society. But studies reveal that for jurors who sit on serious criminal trials, the experience can in fact be very stressful. Now, a parliamentary committee in Canada has been hearing from jurors deeply affected by harrowing evidence. One of those is Canadian Mark Ferrant. In 2014, he developed PTSD after spending 4 months as a juror at a murder trial in Toronto. He's now become an advocate for the rights of jurors, and he's speaking here to Damien Carrick.
Certainly, when you're in the courtroom and you're a juror, you're absorbing it. So, you know, you go home at the end of the day and some of those images really sit with you.
In 2014, Mark Ferrant was the jury foreman in the four-month trial of Farshad Badakhsham, who was charged with murdering his girlfriend, Karina Patrash. Badakhsham stabbed his victim multiple times and then set her on fire.
You come in the next day and they're right back at you again. You come in immediately and poof, the autopsy photo is back up on the screen, really precisely where you left off the day before.
The defence put to the court that Badakhsham had a history of mental illness, while the prosecution argued that he was exaggerating his illness.
He was silent, obviously. He never took the stand. We never heard from him. But he certainly enjoyed every day staring at members of the panel. And he would transfix himself on you and would try and make eye contact with you. And, you know, I would have those days where, you know, we would be back in the jury room afterwards and we'd say, you know, was he staring at you today? And you'd say, yep, today was mine.
After a four-month trial, the jury found Farshad Badakhsham guilty of second-degree murder. But it didn't end there for Mark.
I certainly was losing more and more sleep during the trial, which, again, I just chalked up to being, it just being the stress of the commitment and the stress of the experience. But certainly after the trial was over, those emotions and those feelings just didn't go away. In fact, they just sort of accelerated. I had a lot of anxiety. I slowly removed myself from friends and family. I just cut myself off from people. I just felt like I was slipping further and further away.
I believe you became hypervigilant, and at one point you even put a knife in your jacket when you were taking your kid to the local park. So you became very, very frightened of the world.
Yeah. You know, I just, every time I would look at my daughter, I would, this image of her on a slab would, you know, on a coroner's table would come roaring into my head, and I couldn't dislodge it. So I wouldn't let her out of my sight, my daughter. I would hold her, you know, it was like a firm grip on her hand wherever we went in public. I wouldn't let people look at her or talk to her. And then, as you said, I just started to do strange, unusual things. And one of them was, you know, it felt very normal for me to just pick up my keys and put a pocket knife in my jacket like it was, you know, a routine. One day my daughter asked me, you know, Daddy, what are you doing? Why are you putting a knife in your pocket? And I sort of looked at her and I had no explanation. So I knew there was a problem. I just didn't quite know how to address it.
That's Canadian juror Mark Ferrant speaking there with the Law Report's Damien Carrick about the impact of jury duty. You can hear more about support for Australian jurors on part two of Inside the Jury Room. That's on the Law Report this afternoon at 5:30 right here on RN. You can also catch it on the ABC Listen app at any time or wherever you get your podcasts from.